The fourth result of sin is relational distance and discord. In a perfect environment where there is no sin, you're not going to have any conflict. But in a marriage where you take one person who's imperfect and another who's imperfect, it doesn't make a perfect relationship. That's impossible. You're not gonna have a perfect relationship. You're going to have problems. And that's in any relationship. Solomon mentioned that in the Bible. He said, "I've been watching people in the world, and you know what I've discovered? They're not nice to each other. People who don't treat each other kindly, people who misuse each other, people who abuse each other, people lie to each other. People fake each other out. People are phony in their relationships. People wear masks, they cover up, they abuse, they take advantage of each other. Why do we do this? Why do we do this? Well, because nothing works. Nothing works on this planet because of sin. When we don't follow God's will, it causes damage. When Adam and Eve rebelled, it not only disconnected them from God, it disconnected them from each other. You cannot have the kind of intimacy God wants you to have with your spouse without having intimacy with God first. When you're disconnected from God, there's no way you're going to be fully connected the way God meant for you to be as husband and wife. The fifth result of sin is financial and vocational difficulties. Sin has damaged the area of your finances and career too. How do economies get broken? By ignoring the biblical principles of finance that God has said in His Word. There are many principles of finance in Scripture. All of the economic problems we have that the government can't seem to put together and agree on is because of irresponsible living. Spending money we didn't have and not obeying God's financial principles. Faith is important. God is looking for faithful people. God is physically, visibly, actively taking the initiative to look for faithful people that He can bless. Faithful people are hard to find. A lot of people talk the talk, but they don't really trust God. They trust their credit card instead. They say they believe in God, but they don't really trust in Him when it comes to their finances, health, or job. Faithfulness is the key to blessing and victory. In the Bible, the first book of John 5, verses 4 through 5 says, "For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God." Also in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs 28:20, it says, "A faithful man will have many blessings." I want your life to have many blessings. But in order for you to have that blessing, you're gonna have to learn faithfulness. God tests your faithfulness in different ways. Will you let Him grow in you in this area so that you can be a man of faith or a woman of faith? Little things count, you know. God uses little things to test your integrity. We think it's the big things in life that create a leader. Nope. The big crisis in life reveal leadership, but leadership is not built in the big things of life. It's built in the small things of life. That's where integrity shows up, in the stuff that nobody sees, in the stuff behind the scenes. In a small unseen and spectacular choices of life where you do the right thing even though nobody's ever going to see it. Faithfulness requires integrity, and God tests your integrity in the little things. In the book of Luke 16:10 in the Bible, Jesus says, "Whoever is faithful in small matters will be faithful in large ones. Whoever is dishonest in small matters will be dishonest in large ones." GNT. He's saying your public blessing is determined by your private integrity. Every time a politician has a scandal, you can always count on his defenders to come out and say, "It really shouldn't matter what a guy's private life is like." I'm sure you've heard that before. I'm sure you've heard this one before. "It really shouldn't matter what a guy does in his private life." They think that it hasn't got a thing to do with him as a leader. Everything he does, it has everything to do with him as a leader. Because if a man lies to his wife, he'll lie to his constituents. Because believe me, if he'll lie to his best friend, whom he said, "Till death do us part," he will cheat on you. Count on it.